there is such proposition that he should exist, he should not exist, then there must be some authority to give such order. That is answered in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Maya Abhyakshena, under my superintendent, nature is working.
He also said that the species are not created independently. So it is descended from one after another.
So, if there is no question of independence, then how abruptly he can begin for a certain species? We must explain where from this species came into existence.
There are so many books on Darwin's theory. Most in the library, if one goes, hundreds of volumes of Darwin, books on Darwin's theory.
They have accepted or protested.
Some, well, mostly they accept, and there are some who are also very critical whether what he's saying is really correct. But those are very few. Mostly, most books are important.
Recently there was an issue that some people wanted that the theory that God created the earth and the species to be taught in schools along with Darwin's theory.
Yes.
But it was defeated because the scientists said if we make such a statement in our schools, everyone will take us as fools.
Yes. How did that occur?
The evolution.
A group of people wanted that in school they should also teach that God created the earth and
yes.
the people. Not just say that it was created by chance, random biology. But scientists objected, so we cannot say that God created the earth because then everyone will take us as fools. And he defeated the measure. Scientists say, everyone knows the earth is just created by biological chemistry. If we say that God created the earth, then everyone will think us as fools.
Yes, biology, chemistry, why don't you create? The biology and the chemistry has advanced so much, why don't you kill? What is it else? That
in
is
the
foolishness. Why future? If it is already created, biology and chemistry, and you know the process, then why don't you create my chemistry, biology?
Very wet.
It's a little wet for what you know.
Oh, yeah, it's so wet. There's no facility for walking. Everywhere wet.
Yeah, it's wet also. That's what it says.
Everywhere wet. There is a little space to walk. Biology, chemistry is the origin of life.
So,
chemistry, biology is so much as art. Why we cannot create life? When the crucial point is touched, they say we shall do it in future, right? If it is already done at present, why future? What is this?
So this is small ones?
Hmm?
These are some small art, martial art taken out from the inside. To make room for oxygen, for the plants to breathe.
No, these are stools.
No, these are not stools, Prabhupada. There's a machine. They go around like this, and that makes a little art taken out. They said they'll be doing in the future.
That is nonsense. Future, that is not science. Just the future have a present. This is the... What is it? Everyone will say future. Just the future have a present. You may think it is very pleasurable. Why future? If you say that the biology, chemistry is the beginning of this life, so you are now so much advanced, why don't you kill it? Then what is the meaning of your advancement? You're talking nonsense?
They always say they're right on the verge.
Huh?
They always say
that is also the future in a different way. You have to accept that you do not know the truth. What is the truth? You are expecting future. That is a proof that your knowledge is imperfect. Why future?
Because their present knowledge cannot...
It is something like giving a post-dated check. I pay you 1 lakh rupees post-dated. Although I have no money. What is the value of the check? Will anybody accept that check? No, I will give the money. That is foolishness. Why? Future. You're talking of future and you're talking of perfectness at present. What is this? You're claiming that your science is perfect, but at the same time, when practical example wanted, you say, I shall do it. The same example. I'm saying I'm millions, one of the millions of dollars. And if you ask me, give me some parents, yes, I give you post-dated check. Will you accept? Huh? At present, if you give me $5, I see something tangible. And you're talking of big, big world, but you'll pay me in the future. So, is it very sanguine proposal? And I am to accept it? So what kind of intelligent man I am also? You cannot produce even a grasp by biological chemistry. You cannot do anything. You still are telling it is produced of chemistry, biology. What is this nonsense? Nobody questions?
Even if it's produced by chemistry, there's laws.
Huh?
There's laws of those chemical reactions. They never consider who makes the laws.
Then? What is it? As soon as there is law, it must be considered that somebody made the law.
It's just a thief's mentality.
Huh?
If a thief comes on something valuable, he does not think who owns this. He simply thinks how he'll steal it.
That is thief's business.
Yes.
So they're all thieves.
Yes.
So how do you... A sane man can trust a thief. A sane man cannot trust a thief. There are so many things they could not produce even a grass, even a small plant in the biology, chemistry, laboratory. There is still working in the products of biology, chemistry. What is this? What kind of scientist there?
couldn't even choose when we were born.
Huh?
We couldn't even choose being born here.
Yes.
Where is the question of control?
That is why in the ultimate analysis,
the geologist
must go in the chest, the origin of life.
Therefore,
living started from matter. Living matters came out from non-living matters.
Where is this coming now? It came in the past and not in the now, and not at present. But from and it's coming from the chest. Is there any proof? Even an ant does not come.
In fact, there are certain theories like that about the origin of life. And there's a starting from matter, all the living matters came from non-living.
And it's all right, why it is not coming now, that's that. I keep on the test with boots. Why is that coming now?
It happened before, it should happen now.
Yes?
Yeah. It is so amazing that people believe it.
That might be fools.
Huh? The blind leading the blind.
Yes. Allah is the power of the fools. All respects. Mura. Our simple formula is anyone who is not Krishna Kautha, he is an escape. Never mind what he is. We immediately visit the Rasta. Our simple formula. And actually the Rasta, that talking like Rasta, standing, the life came from matter. To prove it. And that future, what is it? I'm a very weak man. And as soon as I ask, give me some money, oh yes, I'll give you in future. What is it?
Well, sometimes when we ask someone to become a life member, they say, yes, sometime in future. We become very disappointed.
We shall make vigorous propaganda against all these rascalism. That is our Krishna Kautha. Mura. Challenge.
Saying in future is a bluff.
Bluff, that is a bluff. When that future will come, that they do not know. That is another bluff. And still, they are proud of advancement of knowledge. But still, they are talking of future. And what is your advancement?
Only the future is there. They have a voice to say.
And the future we cannot trust. Trust the future, have a future. It is our pleasure. Everyone says that. Trust the future, have a pleasure. He may talk. The future is very bright, but we don't believe in that. Why future? It's very advanced, immediately. In the past, you say in the past, the light came out of matter. And why again say in the future? What is this theory? You have already committed that the life began from matter. That is past, began. Then why you say now again future? Then where is the beginning? Huh? Why this contradiction? If life began from matter, that is past. That is in the past. Then why do you say again future? What is the answer?
So is it not contradiction?
Yeah, that misses the whole point.
Yes. That is wholesale nonsense. Wholesale nonsense. You are expecting the fact in the future, it still is there, it began in the past. You see the contradiction.
Yes.
So contradiction means childish. Contradiction is not childish. Contradiction is childish.
They started from a point. Where they started from a point where there is no background. There is no
no background. That is another thing, and still they cannot prove it at present. They are expecting to prove it in the future.
They say it happened in the past, but we'll do it in the future.
What is this nonsense?
But who did it in the past?
How he knows that it began in the past? If you cannot prove it in the present,
they assume it.
Huh? They assume it. Everyone can assume. That is not science. Assuming, then everyone can suggest like something like. You can suggest something, I can suggest something. So what is the proof? We can prove that life begins from life. That's why father is just a child. Father is living and a child. That we can prove. But where is your proof that the father is a stone and the son is a child? Where is your proof? We say the light begins from light. The original light is Krishna. That we can prove. But you say the light begins from matter. So where is this evidence that a child is born out of stone?
They say there's a missing link.
This missing link, then I kick on your face. You are missing this kick. Now learn it. Nonsense. Here is the missing point. Just learn it. Yes. Right, these are articles to kick on the face of this rascal. All of it. You have worked so much advanced laboratories, advanced knowledge. You do not, even if you are defined the authority of God, you have become so great, and you cannot prove the life is coming out of matter, that you are living aside for future. And I have to believe such a rascal. Do you think it is nice? You are talking on nonsense, and I have to believe.
They say they have almost proof that some acids, they make some acids, and it's almost like an animal. Just about, not quite, but almost.
Acids?
Amino acids.
Acids.
They say if they isolate certain amino acids, they're almost like... They're almost like little animals, little cells. Not quite, but almost. They say because that matter is almost like a little animal, therefore there must be... Just one little missing link. One chemical you can add. They're trying
that
to
missing link is kicking. That missing link, yeah, he said. It said this missing link.
They're trying to make babies in a test tube.
Huh?
In a few years.
What is that test?
In the laboratory, in the chemical laboratory, biological laboratory. So they will take the combination of the male and the female.
Where is the test tube? It is contained from the living entity.
Yes.
Then where is the test tube? Test tube is a place for combination. And it is combined in the womb. So that is not advancement.
Womb's already doing it very
nicely. Yeah, what is your study?
They want to
be very proud that they will be able to do it outside the womb.
But that's all right. At least you are not able to do it now. But where is the credit? Because it is already being done. Yes. And they make us test you.
They're just doing it in a more difficult and expensive way.
When somebody does like that, people will give him Nobel Prize.
That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sabai jir braha ustak kharai sanskruta purusha pasu. A big animal is being praised by dogs, hogs, camels, monkeys. So they are getting Nobel Prize from dogs, hogs, camels. They are not getting Nobel Prize from any sane man. That is stated. Sabir, sa means dog. Birbaraha means the it's 2 liter hog. Sabir, baraha, ushta. Or ushta means camel. And khara means ass. So they are being praised by these classes of animals. They are not human beings. If anyone gives Nobel Prize to such rascals, that means the man, the committee who is giving Nobel Prize to him, they are composition of these animals. Dogs, hogs, camel, and ass. They are not human beings. According to her. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think I accept.
Yes.
We don't accept them as human beings. We accept them as animals. So one animal is being praised by other animals. Yes. And that is your credit. That means if at the present moment, if anyone gets Nobel Prize, that means he is full number one. That is this. Because the other animals are plenty. No human.
But is it the ultimate aim for science?
The scientist means that reptiles are talking nonsense. And because they are putting the matter in some jugglery of words, how that fools have been misled.
That Nobel Prize, the Nobel, he is the one who discovered the dynamite, which has caused so much destruction in the world, but he made a big fortune. So all that money he's now pushing for...
Another misfortune.
Yes.
He created some misfortune and he spent the money for creating further more misfortune. What can he do more?
Says in the Gita that the demoniacs, they do acts, horrible acts, which are meant to destroy the world.
Yes. Ugrakam. Khayaya jagata ahita. It is meant for destruction and inauspicity of the world. This is their business.
scientists really believed that they were just made out of matter, and there wouldn't be any question of one scientist thinking he's a person better than another person, because there wouldn't be any individuality. They believed everything was just atoms and matter.
Mm-hmm. Now here is a matter. Why leaves and twigs are not coming? Formerly it was coming. What is the difference? The same, it has grown, green, and vegetation. Now the same wood is there. Why it is not coming now? Scientists explain this.
That's what we call the knowledge.
Huh?
The understanding is.
Therefore, we say rascals.
So I would say the chemical composition has been changed.
Well, all right, give the chemicals. You are not advanced in knowing the chemicals. Inject the chemicals.
Knowledge means that you have to be able to demonstrate it.
Yeah, that otherwise.
Otherwise, it's just.
Acharan. It is called acharan. Upon the acharan, he proves you will see.
They should be able to demonstrate it in the laboratory.
I'm saying that observation and experience. That is science. You observe how things are going on. And you experiment, then it is perfect. But you cannot make experiment, you simply observe. That a child of counsel can also observe. And you can speak something nonsense. Just like in our childhood, we are observing the gramophone box. That is in the box, there is some man who is singing. An electric fan. I was thinking, there must be some ghost. Yes? Well, these guys are suggested.
In the first time when we learn about the difference between the living and non-living, this is one of the very popular questions when we start biology.
Mm.
What is the difference between living and non-living?
Mm.
So there are several points to differentiate between the two. And it says the living can move and the non-living cannot grow or cannot move.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the living can reproduce like themselves.
Yeah.
The non-living is not.
No.
But they never talk about the soul, the nature of the soul, the consciousness existing within the living.
No, because there is consciousness, therefore the living being can create. Because I am conscious, I am thinking of marrying and begetting children. Because I am conscious. And because there is no consciousness, therefore that this fool cannot think that he will begin. The original consciousness in the Vedas, he said, Eka Bahusham, God said, I will become man. Because there is consciousness, that's why he speaks, saying that I shall become man. Without consciousness, there is no question of byproducts. now they are supplying water to these green trees. Why they do not supply to that wood and get it green?
But from experience, they know that it's not going to grow.
And that is nonsense. That there is something else.
Yes,
because the same tree, now it is gray, watering. But when it is dead, you pour water, the medicine is the same. Why it is not doing now, and why it was doing formerly? Then what is the thing that is lacking in it?
Assuming it's just a dead body, and they just add some chemicals, it doesn't necessarily mean it'll become alive again.
No, the chemicals are already there. If you say that the chemical is the cause of life, that chemicals are there. Because other lives are coming. How do you say the chemical is wanting?
Don't they say that when death means chemicals are gone?
No,
break down.
The life energy. The heart.
Life energy, what is the cause of that life energy? Chemicals.
Chemicals remain.
Yeah. So that chemical is already there. Life energy is there. Because from the body, thousands of microbes are coming up. They are living entities. So you cannot say that the life energy is lacking there. No, it is already there. How can you say the life energy is not there? Otherwise, how other life is coming? Not only one, thousands. So how do you say the life energy is lacking there? What do you say? Found the soul?
Yes.
The life energy is already there.
Yes.
You cannot say the life energy is not there.
But the life energy is for the dead body.
What the dead body means, that is a particular dead body. It is not life energy. That is individual. The life energy producing chemicals are already there. But that particular individual living entity has left. Just like I live in a room. So I leave this room. You cannot find me. But there are many other living entities there. There are ants, there are spiders, there are so many. So that does not mean because I have left that room, it is lacking the accommodation. The accommodation is there. Other living entities are living there. I have left. I am individual. I have left. Therefore, the individual soul is full.
They do not know how that life energy comes or goes.
Huh? No life energy comes and there's no question of coming and going.
Well, coming into a body and leaving the body.
Yeah, that means that is individual. That individual person is missing. He has left.
Generally, they conclude that it's an electrochemical energy in the heart.
What about his body? That individual person has left. Other things are in catch. Otherwise, how the living entities were coming out?
They don't think that if it's simply a chemical, why cannot they just get a chemical as a person?
No, okay. We prove that. The chemicals are already there. Otherwise, how living entities are coming out? We don't say the chemical is missing. Because the same theory, conservation of energy, the chemical, the energy producing, that is already there. It may be in different form, but the life producing energy is there. Otherwise, how the other living entities are coming out?
In a living entity, in a living body, there's so many things, personality,
but they have got personality.
Yeah.
All the living entities coming out, the microbes, they have got their personality. If they're moving in this way, to stop, they'll move in this way. But there is some block. Let me go this side. Their personality.
But in the dead body, there's no personality.
Now that means that the individual person has left. That is the proof. That is the proof of individual soul. That's right. There are so many plants of the same species. One is dead. That individual plant is dead, but other species are living. It is not extinct. How can you say the species is extinct? How can you say? Darwin's forefather might be extinct, but the monkeys are there. What is that?
35.
Okay, what is this for?
In the same living bodies in Prabhupada, there are innumerable small living entities, like the cells themselves, they're living also.
Yes. In my body, there are millions of living entities. In my intestine, there are so many worms. If they become stronger, then whatever you eat, they eat it. You don't take any benefit out of it. Therefore, those who are full with these hookworms, they eat very much, but they do not grow. They become lean and thin. But they are very much hungry, because these living entities are eating, and he's feeling hungry. And he's eating, but he cannot take any benefit out of it. He's lean and thin. So already there are thousands and millions of living entities in my body. But they are individual, I am individual. I may be proprietor of this garden, but there are many millions of living entities living in this garden. Even I may be proprietor of this body, but many millions of living entities are living in my body. I know that. Otherwise, how hookworms coming out of my intestine? So, we cannot say that the chemical is that. Chemical is not that.
So when you take Krishna Prasadam, the living entities which are in our body, they are also taking Prasadam?
Yes. You are very benevolent. It is so personal for others.
No favor.
Yes. That we can do without taking Krishna Prasadam. Because you have got stool and urine within your body, and there are many jugs, very thin. You need not make a separate endeavor to feed them. Individual soul is never lost. That is our pleasure. He is simply changing different body under different circumstances. That soul, individual soul, is never lost. Neither he takes birth, neither he dies. It's simply changing the garments. This is perceptive.
So when they think nicely, there's no reason why they don't accept.
They are not nice men, they are rascals. They are not even gentlemen. Gentlemen, he has some shyness, some shame, but they are shameless. They cannot answer properly still. Shamelessly they claim they are scientists.
Expert.
They are not even gentlemen. At least I take them like that. They're talking about in the past from matter, living for skin. And when I ask them, why don't you produce? Or that it shall be in the future. Why? You have already experienced in the past. And you cannot breathe. And you're living the matter for future. So they're shameless. Not even ordinary gentlemen. Shameless. They've been talking all this nonsense. That is my charge. What do you think?
Just
shameless. Shameless man. You cannot say in gentleness. A gentleman is shameful, ashamed to speak something nonsense.
They do not think.
That means they are not human beings. A human being thinks twice before saying anything. Animals.
All the innocent, they're all in the flesh.
Yes. That is our focus. That you remain a rascal at home while you are misleading others.
They're spoiling themselves, but not only that, they want to spoil others also.
Yes, that is the reason. Allah has found He with me. Krishna so easily simplifies the matter. They like a system. Being a single tadi, his goma, govana, nijara, tathati, hantaram, prati. In two acts, he solves the whole biological problems. In two lines. That is knowledge. Minimum words. Maximum solutions. That is knowledge. And talking nonsense and no meaning. Books, volumes of books, talking nonsense and there is no meaning. Is that knowledge?
That's that knowledge.
It is knowledge.
Like the wolves, they bay. Oh,
the frogs. That thing thinking, talking in the result is the snake. We find out here is a snake. Finish. So this cockroach scientist means when death comes, everything is finished. That's all. All that cockroach scientific investigation finished. And he becomes a dog, cat, and something like this. Therefore, Mula. He did not know that I have got this hallowed life, human form of life. advanced intelligence. I'll have to take lesson from Krishna and make my life successful. People are told that. And then die. When he dies, there is no question of science and talking nonsense. That is under the grip of nature. Yes, come on, enter this body. That's why the rascal rogue is very much proud of his friend. And the police comes and says, come on, enter this custody. It is like that.
I see. Why they did not discover something that he would not die? He would not become old. Where is that discourse? They say, yes, in future. One man is kicking on your face, and you say, yes, in future, when I shall become strong, I shall kick you. But you are, my dear sir, being kicked now, what you are doing now. Yes, I am getting strength by your kicking. You all write very strongly, vibrantly. Even if little offensive, still these actions will be taught good lessons. Yes. And misleading. Godlessness. As soon as you say God creator, immediately they become arrogant. That is our protest. If they accept God, then we give them all credit, that's all that. Otherwise, zero. We don't duplicate the intention of advancement in knowledge, but we simply protect against the defying the authority of God. That is our point.
They hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then their hearts will change.
Certainly. Yesterday, somebody has thanked to our students that, oh, he has so obliged to you that you are supplying Bhagavatam. Is it not? Somebody has said?
Yes. Tipurari.
Tipurari. Yes. Somebody said like that?
Yes, two boys yesterday at the airport, they bought, he said this from my father. Six bodies. They held their bottles on. Thank you very much. And then they put them in their lockers and they were walking, waiting for their plane, and they each had to
go. Yes, any sincere man will feel obliged upon this propaganda movement. By distributing these books, you are doing a great service to Krishna. You wanted to say everyone, Sarva Dharma and Paritajya, Mami, Santa Saran. Because therefore, so anyone who is doing the same time, he surrendered to Krishna. He is recognized by Krishna. Very nice. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Asadasma Atmanushya. In the human society, nobody is dearer than him. He's helping, teaching us.
We are simply your puppets, Srila Prabhupada. You are giving us the books.
No, we are all set up puppets, Krishna. I am also a puppet. However, this is disciplic succession. We have to become puppets. As I am puppet of my Guru Maharaj, if you become my puppet, then that is success. Our success is there when we become puppet of the predecessor. Tadera Tvarana Sevi Bhakta Sanegas. To live in the society of devotees and to become puppet of the predecessor Asad. This is success. So we are trying to do that. Krishna consciousness society and serve the producers. That's Hare Nama. It will come. People will appreciate our Prabhupada. It will take some time.
They are appreciating more now than years ago.
Yes.
Starting to understand.
Yes.
The moon flop.
What do I do? Silly Popper.
Yeah.
That's
a song? Yeah. No, it is good.
Thank you.